she talks.
$10 was...
We interrupt this podcast for a special news bulletin. With the writer's strike in Hollywood, a tremendous uproar is surrounding network television. However, little coverage has been given to the impact that the strike is having on podcasts. We go now live to London to our special report with Emma for news on this heartbreaking announcement.
Thanks, Clay. I'm standing outside the virtual headquarters for the podcast audio drama called Buffy Between the Lines. Writers for the series have been on strike now since the Writers Guild declared an official strike at the beginning of November.
We just really wanted to show our support for the Writers Guild, and what better way to do that than through protesting unfair treatment of podcast writers?
What? Beer Good Foamy told me to meet him here.
But as to be expected, not everyone is pleased.
Wait! I have to wait even longer for Buffy Between the Lines?
Ugh, why can't those writers just write and forget about their personal problems?
Buffy Between the what?
Currently, the producers of Buffy Between the Lines have declined to comment. But if this isn't resolved soon, there's going to be a lot of disappointed fans. Live from the United Kingdom, I'm Emma. Back to you, Clay.
Thank you, Emma. This is very disappointing news indeed.
Clay? What are you doing? And why are you talking to yourself and making all those weird voices?
Nothing. Just, recording my lines for the next episode.
Right. Where's your pants?
Well...
I said no shirt, Clay. No shirt.
Buffy Between the Lines, www.buffybetweenthelines.com.